Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Thousands of protesters across the United States take to streets against President Trump's policies at No Kings rallies. Tensions rise in Gaza as Israel and Palestine trade blames over ceasefire violations. 8 civilians forcibly disappeared by Pakistani security from various parts of Balochistan. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, England beat India by 4 runs in a thrilling encounter at Indore. And now the news in detail. In U.S., thousands of people across all 50 states took to the streets for the No Kings protest, a national movement opposing President Donald Trump's administration and policies. According to media reports, nearly 7 million people turned out yesterday to more than 2,700 protest events across the U.S. cities, 2 million more than at the previous round of rallies in June this year. The protests aimed to reject authoritarianism and defend American democracy. Protesters expressed concern over the erosion of democratic values, harsh immigration enforcement, deployment of federal troops in cities, and cuts to government programs like health care. The protests come during a tense political moment as the federal government remains shut down amid a funding dispute. Democratic leaders voiced strong support, urging peaceful demonstrations. California Governor Gavin Newsom encouraged protesters to stay calm, while Senators Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders joined the rallies and praised Americans for standing up for democracy. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Washington had destroyed a drug smuggling submarine in the Caribbean and was sending 2 surviving suspects back to their home countries, Ecuador and Colombia, following a military strike that killed 2 others on board. President Trump claimed on his social media platform, Truth Social, that the vessel was loaded with fentanyl and other narcotics and was navigating towards the United States on a well-known narco-trafficking transit route. The president also alleged that if the submarine had been allowed to reach the U.S., then at least 25,000 Americans would have died. Since September, at least 6 vessels, mostly speedboats, have been targeted by U.S. forces in the Caribbean, with some allegedly originating from Venezuela. Tension is rising in Gaza as Israel and Palestine trade blames over ceasefire violations. The dispute escalated after Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said Rafah will remain closed until further notice, contradicting a Palestinian embassy statement that the crossing would reopen tomorrow for injured Gazans and Egyptian passport holders. Hamas called Netanyahu's stance a flimsy pretext to disrupt the ceasefire agreement. Palestinian officials accused Israel of 47 violations, killing 38 and injuring 143, despite a ceasefire agreement brokered by the United States on 10th of October. Israel claims Hamas is not meeting its obligations, particularly in returning deceased hostages' bodies. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of State said it has received credible reports suggesting that Hamas is planning an imminent attack against the Palestinian civilians. It said in a statement that the U.S. has alerted the guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement to those reports. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. 8 civilians have been forcibly disappeared by Pakistani security forces from various parts of Pakistan's Balochistan. Local media reported today that several youth have been detained in Banjgur, Mastang and Kharan and taken to unknown places. Pakistani forces reportedly detained 4 youths after carrying out a raid at the house in Maskan Galat, Killi Hasanabad area of Kharan at around 1:45 a.m. today. More in this report.
Human rights organization Baloch Yakjehti Committee yesterday highlighted a surge in enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings and torture by Pakistani authorities across Balochistan. In its report titled Human Rights Situation in Balochistan, the rights body documented widespread abuses specifically perpetrated by the Pakistani authorities between July and August. As per the findings, several districts of Balochistan, including Quetta, Kerch and Avaran, recorded the largest number of enforced disappearance cases, with Pakistan's frontier corps reportedly the main perpetrator. The report added that extrajudicial killings remain unabated, as 29 people were killed during July and August. Anita Anand, News Desk.
Pakistan and Afghanistan have agreed to an immediate ceasefire following negotiations in Doha. The truce was brokered during talks mediated by Qatar and Turkey. The Foreign Ministry of Qatar said both the sides had committed to holding follow-up meetings to ensure the sustainability of the ceasefire and verify its implementation in a reliable and lasting manner. Yesterday's agreement came after some of the worst instances of violence between the countries since the Taliban's return to power in 2021 that left dozens dead and hundreds more injured. Tensions spiked on Friday when reports said that an attacker had killed 7 Pakistani soldiers and injured 13 near the border. The report was followed by Pakistani strikes. The 2,600-kilometer border, long a flashpoint between the two sides, saw Pakistani airstrikes and fierce ground gunfighting last week after Islamabad accused Kabul of harboring militants behind a surge in attacks on Pakistani forces. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has issued a strongly worded note mourning the deaths of 3 aspiring Afghan cricketers, Kabir Agha, Sibghatullah and Haroon, killed in a Pakistan airstrike in Afghanistan's Paktika province. The players had returned home after participating in a friendly cricket match when they were killed in an attack that also claimed the lives of several civilians. In a strong statement, the ICC condemned the attack, calling it a tragic loss for the cricketing world and local communities. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has also expressed condolences, standing in solidarity with the Afghanistan Cricket Board and the families of the victims. In response to the airstrike, the Afghanistan Cricket Board has withdrawn from the upcoming T20 International Tri Series with Pakistan to be held next month. Zimbabwe will replace Afghanistan in the tournament, which also includes Sri Lanka, and will be held from the 17th to the 29th of November in Rawalpindi and Lahore. In cricket, England women defeated India by 4 runs in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup at the Holkar Stadium in Indore a short while ago. Chasing the target of 289 runs set by England, India managed to score only 284 for 6 in 50 overs. Heather Knight won the title of Player of the Match. England scored 288 for 8 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat. In men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 7 wickets in the rain-affected first ODI of the 3-match series at Perth today. The hosts surpassed the DLS target of 131 runs in only 21.1 overs, losing 3 wickets as the match was reduced to 26 overs. Earlier, the visitors got off to a disastrous start, scoring just 136 runs at the loss of 9 wickets in the revised 26 overs. In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma settled for silver at Junior World Championship after losing girls' singles final in Guwahati today. She lost to Thailand's second seed Anyapad Pichitrili Chasak 7-15-12-15. Tanvi defeated China's Liu Siya in the semi-final yesterday. Lionel Messi has won the 2025 MLS Golden Boot, scoring 29 goals and adding 19 assists in his second full season with Inter Miami CF. He outperformed Dennis Buanga and Sam Surridge, becoming Miami's first Golden Boot winner and the first Argentine to claim the award since Tati Castellanos in 2021. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Thousands of protesters across the United States take to streets against President Trump's policies at No Kings rallies. Tensions rise in Gaza as Israel and Palestine trade blames over ceasefire violations. 8 civilians forcibly disappear by Pakistani security from various parts of Balochistan. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, England beat India by 4 runs in a thrilling encounter at Indore. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.